This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Pakistan's Supreme Court ordered the release Thursday of a Pakistani-British man convicted and later acquitted in the beheading of American journalist Daniel Pearl in 2002. The court also dismissed an appeal of Omar Sheikh's acquittal filed by Pearl's family and the Pakistani government. A minister in the Sindh province where Sheikh is being held said the government had exhausted all options to keep him locked up, an indication that Sheikh could be free within days. The minister added that the Supreme Court is the court of last resort. The lawyer of the Pearl family released a statement saying they are in complete shock at the decision. Global debt likely reached 98% of economic output at the end of 2020, the International Monetary Fund said Thursday, as governments poured in nearly $14 trillion in fiscal support to battle the coronavirus pandemic. The IMF also urged that fiscal support stay in place until recovery is firmly underway. In an update of its fiscal monitor, the IMF said that the fiscal support included $7.8 trillion in additional direct spending or foregone revenue and $6 trillion in guarantees, loans, and equity injections. Total support is up about $2.2 trillion since the last fiscal monitor update in October. In a blog post timed to the report's release, the IMF added that global cooperation on producing and widely distributing treatments and vaccines to all countries at low cost is crucial, and that vaccination is a global public good that saves lives and will eventually save taxpayers' money in all countries. This is VOA News. A World Health Organization-led team investigating the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic left its quarantine hotel in Wuhan on Thursday to begin field work 2 weeks after arriving in the Chinese city where the virus emerged in late 2019. The mission has been plagued by delays, concern over access, and bickering between China and the United States, which has accused China of hiding the extent of the initial outbreak and criticized the terms of the visit, which Chinese experts conducted the first phase of research. Germany is preparing entry bans for travelers from Britain, Portugal, Brazil, and South Africa to limit the spread of the more contagious variants of the coronavirus raging in these countries, the Interior Minister said on Thursday. He added, to protect our population, there should be no entry from regions where these variants of the virus are rampant. And in the Philippines, the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, has approved the emergency use of AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine. It's the second to be approved in the Southeast Asian nation. The known and potential benefits of AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine outweighed the risk to date. That's what the country's FDA chief told a news conference. In Australia, the most populous state of New South Wales recorded its 11th day of zero local coronavirus cases on Thursday, allowing neighboring Queensland state to lift border restrictions, while Victoria state also hinted at relaxing travel with Sydney. Australian states imposed quarantine or hard border restrictions for travelers from New South Wales after an outbreak in Sydney in late December, throwing the Christmas holiday plans of thousands of Australians into chaos. Also in Australia on Thursday, that country extended its suspension of quarantine-free travel with New Zealand as the Pacific Island nation investigated two new positive cases of the South African COVID-19 variant. Australian Acting Chief Medical Officer Michael Kidd said the travel pause on green zone flights from New Zealand to Australia was extended until Sunday. And a Lebanese man was killed in Tripoli on Thursday in clashes between security forces and protesters, angry that a strict lockdown has left them with no means to survive the economy's collapse. Witnesses and local media said riot police had fired live bullets as protesters who tried to storm the northern city's government building. For more on these stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.